Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy, we're posting YouTube video day. Anyways, we are in day three of our Bible app plan that we're going through. There's a link to that in the description of this podcast. It's called The Fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I took a little peeksy weeksy at it.
You did.
It's looking really good.
I feel like this devotional series has just been fire.
You're fire.
Thanks, babe.
You ready to hop in?
Yes, let's do it.
Oh, actually, it's my turn. Okay, sorry. It's only episode 263. I'm sorry. I'm
still getting the hang of it.
You guys, I forgot the title yesterday's episode.
What's happening?
It went live and it was just the date. Anyways, this one will have a title. So I'm reading the scripture and Tori's going to read the devotional. The scripture is Romans 8, verse 6, and I'm reading it out of the New Living Translation. And it says this: "So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace."
And then the devotional is titled Love, Joy, and Peace. And it starts with a quote from C.S. Lewis that says, "Life with God is not immunity from difficulties, but peace in difficulties." Love is the selfless, giving, devoted love of God and others. It's an active display and compels us to put others' needs above our own. Love honors others and celebrates truth no matter how difficult it is to hear it. It gives of self even when it doesn't feel like it. Love doesn't allow feelings to dictate its choices. Love is hopeful, persevering, and trusting. Loving people keep hatred, apathy, and self-preservation far from them. Joy. Joy is a deep and enduring state of our soul that no circumstance, event, or human can steal away from us. It's delighting in God and choosing to rejoice in all things. Because our circumstances don't rule us, our mood swings are non-existent. This doesn't mean we are always in a, quote, good mood, but we can remain in an unexplainable place of contentment. Joyful people don't allow misery, sorrow, sadness, or despair to rule their thoughts or guide their actions.
That's so good.
Peace. Peace is a deep well of confidence that God is who He says He is, and He will do what He says He will do. Peace comes from resting in the promises of God. It's choosing to work with others for a common goal instead of insisting on our own way. Peace is often unexplainable and incomprehensible, but we know when we have it and know when we don't. Peaceful people don't go to war with their actions or words, for they know that brings no relief to any situation.
Yeah. I wish I had this, you know, quite a few years ago. I love how simple they made these definitions and descriptions of peace, joy, and love, because I feel like I was able to learn so much just from listening to it.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
You know, if you're looking at joy, this doesn't mean we're always in a good mood, but we can remain in an unexplainable place of contentment.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Like, how simply put is that?
Right.
I love it.
I kind of want to like print this out.
Yeah.
And tape it on my wall and just have these different definitions, because I do feel like it's so easy to forget sometimes when life like comes at you. But like having these types of definitions of the fruit of the Spirit when you're struggling with something, it's like, oh, this is what that looks like.
Yeah.
It's like easier to walk in it.
Yeah. I mean, even the first sentence under peace, and this is, again, if you guys want to like spend time actually rereading it, you can download the app to this devotional plan and the link of this podcast. But it says this: peace is a deep well of confidence that God is who He says He is, and He will do what He says He will do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love how beautifully it's put, because it's such a nice reminder. I legitimately feel more calm and more dedicated to pursuing love, joy, and peace after reading these, like, seriously.
Yeah. And I also just want to reread the C.S. Lewis quote, because I feel like that was just a truth bomb too. Life with God is not immunity from difficulties, but peace in difficulties. And I know we talk about this a lot on the podcast, that we're not immune to things happening in life. But as we read through the definitions of love, joy, and peace, it's literally like our guide on how to navigate life on a daily basis. Because Chad and I are, I'm just going to call us out for a second, but we live in this constant state of next week will be a little less crazy.
Yeah.
And we say it every single week. We're like, this week's a crazy week, but like next week should be more chill.
Yeah.
And then we just continually say it every single week. And it's like, I think we just need to come to this conclusion that like we live this life and we love it and it's a little crazy, but this is how we navigate it. Like it's going to be a little crazy sometimes and there's going to be a lot on our plate and we are going to have new ideas and new visions and all of this stuff is going to be happening. And then hopefully in the future we add kids and a dog or like something into the mix. Like there's always going to be a lot happening and we can't allow a bunch of things that are happening to dictate how we feel, but we allow the fruits of the Spirit to dictate how we move.
Yeah, absolutely. And I it's just so encouraging for me to read these, and I'm going to spend time rereading them because, you know, this is what we need to be walking out as believers. Mm-hmm. Like, remember, it's just like what we talked about in the devotional yesterday, where it's really unfortunate that talents are so admired in today's culture, especially Western Christianity. Like, that pastor preached the house off, right, of the church, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like then he goes and does something sketchy, right? When there are people who are prayer warriors, 2-3 hours in prayer, and nobody knows about it. Like these are the people that we need to be admiring and seeking to strive to be like. And it's the same thing with this way of living, by pursuing a life of love, which is the selfless, giving, devoted love to God and to others. Or it's selfless. It's giving.
Yeah.
It's devoted to other people, not just to my own self-preservation. And
absolutely,
I just love how challenging it is.
Love it.
You ready for me to pray us on out?
Yes. Ready.
Lord, thank you for this great reminder. Thank you that you put the magnifying glass on us, God, and you say, I'm looking at you, but I need you to look at me. And we look at you, God, and we can see how big you are, God. You are magnified because of this devotional. You are magnified because of the way you treat us, the way you loved us, God, the peace that you offer us, the joy that you give us, God. All those things magnify our life. They don't minimize our life. And God, we help us to hold those to a higher esteem than these little simple pleasures that we chase, God. We chase them and we love them and we want that relationship so bad. We want that car so bad. We want that job so bad. We want to be admired so bad. We want all these things, but those are not the fruit of the Spirit, God. Those are just cool things. That's all they are, Lord. So help us to admire the fruit of the Spirit, God. Help us to seek to love people. Help us to seek to be peaceful with one another. Help us to protect our joy in the midst of a crazy, crazy world we're living in, God. And just thank you that you're giving us this guide of how to walk through this world, God. So thank you for that. Thank you that we get to do life with you and with each other to spur each other on. And Lord, we're going to open up the floor for our audience to continue in prayer, and we're going to be praying with them. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate. Love so abounding, love so pure, love so abounding, we will endure. Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Tori always looks at me funny after I pray.
I'm always like, aw, my babies.
I have funny hand movements when I pray. I like move my hands when I pray.
I do too, but I don't notice you because I'm always like closing my eyes.
Eyes are closed. Pray. Yeah. 100%. I am. Well,
I love it.
We love y'all.
And
you're God's masterpiece. Sorry, Tori, we're really working that in the conversation. We just want you to be hearing that daily.
We do. We want you guys to know that you are God's masterpiece, but I'm still trying to figure out a way to say it that sounds natural.
Yeah, seriously.
Sorry about that.
Someone
y'all.
Was commenting on your Instagram post that they have been listening to the daily podcast all the way from Japan. And we know amazing. That we have people all over so the world, crazy. Which is super just shocking to us.
Yes. But
I was going to try to say goodbye in Japanese, and I'm not sure if this is the right way, but do people say sayonara?
Sayonara. Wait, what?
It's sayonara.
Sayonara.
Yeah, sayonara. I don't know if that's right. I don't know if she messaged back, and so I just was going off my memory.
Love it.
So,
anyways.
Sayonara. Bye.